It's good to see you this morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for your mercy. What a great God of kindness and grace that you are. And we rejoice in what you have done for us in Jesus. Lord, we know that there is a penalty that had to be paid for our sin. And by your great mercy, your great love and your kindness, you put your Son in our place at the cross. And he suffered as, though he was innocent, he suffered as one of us, as a rebel who needed your penalty to be paid. God, we thank you for him. And we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'll take your Bible and open to 1 Corinthians 11, every week together we take the Lord's table together. We have a little piece of bread and we have a cup of juice. And it's hard to capture everything that was going on in the New Testament with that. It was a feast in their day. They ate a whole meal. Lots of bread. Many bites of bread. And much more than a little thimble full of juice to drink. But we try to capture something of that each week together in our service because we want to remember Jesus and we want to remember his death on our behalf. Paul had to provide instruction for the church in Corinth regarding the Lord's table. They were abusing it horribly. And the bread and cup is a remembrance of Jesus' death, and Paul had to clear some things up on how they were doing it, and we're going to use part of that instruction to prepare us so that we can remember Jesus' death well. I hope the songs helped you to remember Jesus. Just a reminder, when you come in, that's a good time to help get your heart and your mind focused, thinking about what's coming up, that we're going to partake of the Lord's table together. Let me read verses 23 to 26 in chapter 11. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, Paul says, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The setting that night that Jesus was in, just a couple of things to think about that Paul mentions here. In that last night with his disciples, it was not a good night in many ways. One of his 12 had left him and was planning the betrayal even as they were eating together. And what about his remaining 11? Well, that night, one of them would deny him, and the rest would desert him. It was that kind of a night in which he took the bread and the cup and inaugurated this great remembrance. And what caught my attention is verse 24, he gave thanks on a night like that. He gave thanks to God. The central thought for us to think on in the Lord's table is the body and the shed blood of Jesus, his death for us. This is my body, which is for you, given over to death, focused toward death, but for us. But why? Why did he need to give his body over for us? Well, because as sinners in rebellion against him, shaking an angry fist in the face of God, we have a penalty of sin that must be paid. It must be paid. And a holy God who made us and who owns us is worthy to be loved. He's worthy to be served. He's worthy to be worshipped instead of us defying him. To defy him instead is to make us worthy of a penalty. And not just any kind of penalty. A penalty which is death. A penalty which is wrath, the wrath of God, and not just any kind of wrath. It's righteous wrath. It is right for him to be angry against sin, against us. It's eternal wrath. And that unbearable penalty must be paid. And this is why Jesus' body and blood is for us. It was given in our place. He substituted himself for us in order to pay our penalty at the cross. He is the sinless one. He's the holy one. He's pure. He was only ever loyal to his Father. He is righteous. Yet he substituted himself in our place, and God, his Father, crushed him at the cross as if he was the rebel, fist-shaking sinner defying God. Believers, that's what he did for us. That's why we as a church celebrate this every week, that he would step in our place, an innocent substitute dying in our place. The result of his death for us was that God's wrath, God's penalty, was satisfied. His just demand was met in that death. And in his suffering, Jesus drank all of that cup of wrath for us. You can look in that cup all you want, and you will not find one drop of wrath remaining towards you, believer. Our sin was taken away from his side. It was nailed to the cross through him. And God, who had every reason to be estranged from us and was estranged from us, through Jesus and through his shed blood, reconciled us to him. He redeemed us through his Son's blood. Not only did his Son's blood the price that needed to be paid, it was the only currency God would accept. And as a result, we are adopted, precious children in his sight, his beloved children. Believer, we are in a good place with God because of Jesus. So before we pass the bread and the cup down the aisle, I want to ask you, do you believe Jesus is your only hope to have your penalty paid? Is that what you believe? Do you believe that? Are you trusting in him alone? In other words, put it another way, are you not relying at all on anything good you might do to gain his favor? You must trust in him and in him alone to have that precious benefit of his death. Have you turned away from your sin and repented toward Jesus Christ? If you have, please this morning take the bread and take the cup. And remember Jesus. Remember what he did at the cross. Remember our Savior. If you have not trusted in Christ alone yet, what is most important for you today is to see your need for a Savior. You need to see your need for a Savior, to have all of your questions answered. That's more important than taking the bread and the cup. It's more important for you to believe and to repent. So ask whoever you came with. If you're visiting with us for the first time and you've never heard anything like this before, or you have and you have not believed it yet, come find me. I'd love to talk with you and answer your questions. But let the bread and the cup pass you by if you have not believed in Christ. Use that time instead, perhaps, while you have some time during that portion of our service here in a moment, use that time to think on why you haven't trusted Christ yet. And believers, take time to remember your Savior's death in your place. Humble yourself in this time prayerfully so. Worship the Lord Jesus. Rest in his perfect, satisfying death in your place. Even in your prayer, proclaim to the Lord his death. And where you are aware of sin this morning, confess it to him, believer. Even begin to plot out a path of repentance. If there's someone that you need to talk to after the service, go find them. Begin to restore a relationship resolve to turn from that sin. But the men are going to come now and they're going to pass out the elements. When you are ready to take it on your own, please do that, and I'll close our time in prayer in a few minutes. Men, please come and serve us.